VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israel's Air Force met Thursday with officials in Moscow to present Israeli findings on the downing of a Russian military surveillance plane by a Syrian rocket earlier this week. 15 Russian military personnel died Monday night after their plane was hit by Syrian air defense systems that they thought were firing at Israeli warplanes. Israel said its forces carried out an attack on a Syrian military facility used to provide weapons for the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group. It said the jets were back in Israeli airspace by the time the Syrian rocket hit the Russian plane. Republicans in the U.S. Senate are continuing their efforts to confirm Judge Brett Kavanaugh to a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're resisting Christine Blasey Ford's calls for the FBI to look into her allegation that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley told her lawyers yesterday a hearing is set for Monday, and if Ford intends to testify, she has to submit written testimony tomorrow morning. Number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the GOP is trying to bully Ford into a rigged hearing.
President Trump says Democratic lawmakers have stopped the funding of his proposed border wall. He suggested Thursday that his fellow Republicans were to blame for letting it happen. The Senate approved an $854 billion spending bill. The House is expected to approve that bill next week. It does not include money for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Three people were killed Thursday morning at a warehouse in Maryland, a state in the American Mid-Atlantic. A woman was arrested. Police say a handgun was used and there were no shots fired by police officers. This is VOA News. Opposition Ugandan lawmaker and pop singer Bobby Wine returned home on Thursday after getting medical treatment in the United States. Police met him at the airport in Kampala. Took him to a police station and then forcibly escorted him to his house about 3 hours later. Wine had been in the United States for the past few weeks seeking treatment for injuries he said were from beatings he received after he was arrested August 14th. The U.S. imposed sanctions Thursday on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on China. The law calls for the sanctioning of any third party that conducts a, quote, significant transaction with Russia's defense industry. New York's Catholic Cardinal has hired a former federal judge to investigate how the Archdiocese treats sex abuse charges. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan, conceding it's been a summer of hell for the Catholic Church, says the Archdiocese has hired a former federal judge to review how it treats sexual abuse allegations. Dolan says people are losing trust in the church.
I hear that they want accountability, transparency, and action.
The former judge, Barbara Jones, says the church has a robust infrastructure to deal with sex abuse charges, but she'll examine whether it's really effective. A compensation fund established 2 years ago by the Archdiocese, the nation's second largest, has already paid $60 million to victims.
A leading American medical journal has retracted at least six food research articles by a Cornell University marketing professor. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The articles being retracted come from Professor Brian Wansink, who heads the Cornell Food and Brand Lab. Among the papers being called into question by the Journal of the American Medical Association, a 2013 article that said hungry grocery shoppers buy foods with more calories but not more food, and a 2005 report that said people eat more when served in larger bowls. Wansink says he stands by his work, but six articles are being retracted and Cornell has launched an investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Anti-Doping Agency announced Thursday it would lift its ban on Russia's anti-doping agency. The Russian organization was banned in 2015 after a report found evidence of a large and sophisticated government-backed scheme to help athletes cheat on drug tests. The report resulted in Russia being temporarily barred from participating in the Olympics, forcing athletes at the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Games to compete under a neutral Olympic flag. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.